Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ni dobozi.
I'm by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
In the Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubagara nyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyerya mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda
omulamu. Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweriza
buno. We based in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ati okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Nteekateeka ya Katonda yo mutinde yo mukaga.
The sixth standard strategy of God.
Iyo kutukiriza okwitibwa kwa za services.
For fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Erange ntekateke ne manyikidwa.
Strategy is known as.
Naba kunguzibe miyo jaba.
Harvesters of human spirits.
Kujija kunsi.
Get them from this world.
Kujija yo muguru.
Take them back to heaven.
Atujionya geena.
And save them from hell.
Nyanyaje yo
muguru. And the lake of fire.
Bakunguza abasomi abogerwa kenyoma tayisule yo mwenda.
Those harvesters spoken most in Matthew chapter 9.
Olwasa tumwe musampaka
38. Verse 37 to 38.
Ndi amakungura manji.
That the harvest is plentiful.
Ayi abakunguzi batono.
But the laborers they are few.
Kadi naga tusabimu kama wa makungura.
As the Lord of the harvest.
Atume abakunguzi oba abakozi banji.
Oh many workers.
Basobola okulabikanga abakungura emiyo gyaba tukufu.
Harvest spirits of the holy ones.
Kujiza yo muguru.
Take them back to heaven.
Kirimo kuzikira mugeena.
They will be destroyed in hell.
Ninga abakunguzi
but these harvesters
tukolera wansi wa government za Katonda ezo muguru ebiri kunsi.
We work under the two godly heavenly governments on the earth. Yes,
government zino zituwa order.
These governments they give us order
kusobola okukola mu nyumba,
be able work in the house
ne munsi,
even in the world.
Nyumba ikanisa,
the house is the church. In the fields.
Yes.
That is the world.
Yes.
Praise Jesus man.
Then government is soka.
And the first government.
Yeah, government ya katundu yomuguru kunsi.
It's God's heavenly government on the earth.
You know, nice bukurange yikorebwa muguru.
Has a responsibility to see things done in heaven.
Yikorebwa kunsi.
They are done on earth.
Irango kutesa kwa katundu.
In that the council of God.
Ari muguru.
Who is in heaven.
Kunywezibwa kunsi.
It is established on the earth.
Ngachisinga tusinzira muchitebeche.
As we based in his embassy.
Ikanisa ya katundu ndikufu kunsi.
The holy church of God on the earth.
Itigeza abo.
Means those
in
the house where they base most to work. Praise Jesus man. And the second government, it is the central government, known as God's government and the governments of the world. It has a responsibility to see
the
reconciled governments of the world. God's heavenly government works within church. And to move to see
government ya Katonda yomuguru ekolera mu kanisa.
God's heavenly government working in the church.
Yitegera bulungi nnyo emirimu gya Katonda gya kolera mu government z'okunsi.
Turns well the works of God he does within governments of the world.
Ne government z'omunsi.
Even governments of the world.
Yitegera dala bulungi nnyo emirimu gya government ya Katonda yomuguru ekolera mu kanisa.
The works of God's heavenly government which works in the church.
Mungeri endalera.
In the other way still.
N'okwongera okulabikanga tutegeza government z'omunsi.
Who to proclaim to governments of the world.
Katonda afugira mu government zaabwe.
That God rules in their governments.
Mtundu kyenda mwenda ku buli kimu.
99%.
Iranga ateka kugwayagadde.
And he puts in place one he wants.
Wajja kugwayagadde.
Takes away the one he wants.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yebisubize biri mu Daniel sura ya 2.
Those are promises in Daniel chapter 4.
Rabiri mwenya.
Verse 24 up to 26.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nayinga twagambibwa.
But we were told.
Government zino ezakatonda ezo muguru ebiri kunsi.
These two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Buliyemu kuyo ina department munana.
Each one of them has 8 departments.
It was rawo.
But we decided.
Tandikan department yo munana.
Began with the 8 departments.
Ezikora government yakano muguru kunsi.
Which make up God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
That what tandikan department yakanisa yakano ndikuvu kunsi.
Began with the department of Holy Church of God on the earth.
Tugenda ku department ya
we move to department of deacons and bishops. The Holy Church of God on the earth.
Department,
department of judges of Holy Church of God on the earth. And we move to department of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth. We move to 5th department.
My
brethren, the musicians. In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Who lead
and worship of God in spirit and truth as we sing with God.
tugenda ku department yomukaga.
And we went to the sixth department.
Department yaba kabona abayigirisha.
Department of the teaching priests.
Mukanisa katonde tukuvuka.
In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Avunanyi okubikura okumanya katondo okujude.
Responsible revealed the full knowledge of God.
Okubera okwe.
His presence.
Awamu nemi limuje mikono.
Even the works of his hands.
Yes yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Tugenda tugenda ku department yomusamba.
After we went to the seventh department.
Department yaba marika bakatonda abatukufu.
Department of the Holy Angels of God.
Mukanisa katonde tukuvuka.
In the Holy Church of God on the earth. And they are in the seven groups. Even
their
different works. Even their
codes.
The way they are led by Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. To fulfill in the word of God. Work with servants of God who are on the earth.
All
those we saw, the me and you. Is it not that? I want to keep mind think you until they have sunk within you. You to go proclaim them to nations.
Ended
with the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We read most the scripture in Matthew 18, verse 19 and 20. Two or three agree upon the word on the earth. Father in the heavens will do it. If we are not led by Holy Spirit, there is nothing we can ask.
Called
in Romans chapter
8,
verse 26. And 27.
And
till we saw the verse 20, where 2-3 agree for his sake, our Lord Jesus is present in their midst. But when we quote explained much, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 to 13,
he
moves in the midst of seven golden lampstands, we show fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. Those lead us as the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Come study many things about it. According to Isaiah 11 verse 2. There is spirit of wisdom of God.
Spirit
of understanding of God. Spirit of counsel of God. Spirit of the might of God. Spirit of knowledge of God. Spirit of fear of God. And the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right there we left there. And we began seven divisions. Of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. And seven priests. Those who represent them on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Began with the first division. First division of Holy Spirit in His fullness. Vision of Spirit of Wisdom of God. Responsible to reveal the wisdom that's in the word. Wisdom in the word of God. As he interprets and he explains the Holy Scriptures without twisting the meaning,
there's
no adding in them, yes, and there's no subtracting, that you can study the things of the entire heavens and the entire earth, even above all the heavens, reaching the new heavens and the new earth, and to reach the everlasting, and they are just as they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
quoted some of the scriptures in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and
9.
If we reject the word of God, there is no wisdom in us. Praise Jesus much. If we told both with wisdom, that in the word of God, can interpret well the word of God. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 1. Praise Jesus much.
And
we told you when we gather, those who preach must have that interpretation. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. There are many things we studied there.
That
we are able to know. The way the seven teaching priests, they represent each one of them. And he represents the seven spirits. Possible to demonstrate and manifest spirit of wisdom and his works. When we saw in Joshua chapter 6, verse 13-16, praise Jesus much. We saw it's possible to command double portion of the spirit of wisdom.
It
enters into creation,
work
miracles and wonders. When
we reach
it, it can appear three proportional spirit of wisdom. It involves God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we saw them too, there are wisdom. We entered the fourth portion,
fifth portion,
seventh portion. And we read Revelation chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12, that the lampstands appear seven. Each one represents seven spirits, and
you
can multiply to seven times. But we reached, we were told, till it reaches and the spirit cannot be restricted. According to what we saw in Michael chapter 2, verse 7,
and
will be spoken of Israel, that the spirit of the Lord is restricted,
and
those his doings, that no. When we saw in John chapter 3 verse 34 that one who comes from God is sent by God, speaks the word of God,
and when
give him the spirit that doesn't measure it,
the
Holy Spirit will no more measure him with his fullness. The spirit of wisdom, you no more measure him. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Took us Revelation 19 the verse 6, God is the Lord God of
it's
the way on the wisdom, even understanding, and counsel, and might, and knowledge, and fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord.
It
is not restricted. Cannot measure him that you finished him. He goes to the everlasting.
So
now this day we are on the second division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The spirit of understanding of God. Yes. The spirit of understanding of God.
Division.
The second division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The spirit of understanding of God. Who brings the rhythm? He brings the rhythm.
Or the order.
Or the principle of preaching and teaching the word of God, reaching into understanding of all truth. Yes. We say we are the second division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The spirit of understanding of God, responsible on the rhythm or order. Responsible over the rhythm or order.
Order.
Call it order. Order.
Principle.
Or the principle. Of preaching and teaching the word of God.
To
reaching into understanding of all truth. Yes. Yes.
What
do you take the spirit of understanding? Those are what it goes into. Sure. Praise Jesus much. You note down these words. This rhythm appears to four commands and above. This rhythm appears to four commands. To four commands and above. To four and above verses. 2, 4 and above verses. And move slowly that you can write down the things well. Then we enter in understanding of all truth. We say that this rhythm, order, appears to four and above commands.
Through
four and above verses. From the different books which make up the Bible.
In
the New and the Old Testaments. Yes. That is the way. That is the way of preaching and teaching the word of God. And to reach understanding of all truth. When you preach beyond that, and when you moved already to the spirit of wisdom in the word of God, yes, you interpret your own things now and you explain what you want. Yes.
And
you're not even there, even in heavens, they don't know them. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
But
when he begins with us in explaining, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 27,
causes
him to join a word upon a word to understand the matter. Yes. Let's read, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 7.
Laba.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 7. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 27.
Laba, kino kye nalaba bwayogera omubuulizi. Ganteeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga.
Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, adding one word to another to find out the reason. Yes.
Okutegeera ensonga.
Understand the reason. Why God spoke that thing? Joined a word upon a word. Command by command. Command by commandment of God. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. From the book of God. The Old and the New Testament.
Everybody,
the rightful reason. That is what they call the preacher.
Any
preacher who will preach. That is the teacher of the word of God. Who teaches and you understand.
There
is no preacher. Spoken about preacher of the gospel of God.
It
cannot join a word upon a word. To saying that. Command upon command. Command by command of God.
Gives
a reason why God commanded it. And they have not joined a verse to a verse. A verse to a verse. From the New and the Old Testament.
Tell
what God was meaning. That is never a preacher. And in the ministry, they join in their many stories. That is never a preacher.
When
God said, go preach the gospel. That God send and tell him, go make nations disciples.
Meaning
you are a teacher who teaches the word. Yes. And say as you bow, preach. One preaching how?
Have to
be the spirit of understanding.
Matthew 10 verse 7.
He tells me like this. Matthew chapter 10 verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunatera okutuuka.
As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes.
It's
as a move going. Preach. Have to join a word upon a word. Tell us things of heaven. The way it's drawn near. No go speaking. Heaven has drawn near. Heaven is drawn. That is not preaching. That is speaking. Just reciting things. The people, they are not preachers. In the world, many of them. But they say they are preachers. And they were sent by God. But the preacher says, what God was meaning,
he had to
join his word upon his words. Have you understood me well? Now we come, we are told in Matthew 28:18-19 up to 20, Jesus has been given power in heaven and earth.
Said,
go make all nations disciples. Remember, the one who makes disciples is a teacher. Yes, a teacher. And a preacher. He teaches. Yes. Teaches all. No one can teach when he cannot join a word upon a word. That he speaks there are his. The spirit of understanding is not manifest. Let's read, you see. Matthew 28:18.
Yesu najja n'ayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpeereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19.
Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Verse 20.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the whole world. Yes. We all wear rich gifts. We all move it towards preaching, teaching. But the preacher said, you have to join a word upon a word. It is to say, a command by command, by the command of God, scripture by scripture. From the New and the Old Testaments. Yes. Now this teacher, remember we call him teacher, Jesus Christ.
And
the Father, these are teachers. The one who preaches most is the Holy Spirit. Yes. He is the preacher. And they speak of him.
Hear
what the Spirit tells the church.
He
is the preacher.
Read
him Revelation. Yes. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 7. He preaches. And they say, hear what he says. Our Lord Jesus and the Father. These are teachers. Yes.
And
I bring proof for that. We don't speak on behalf of God. You read there, we see. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
Alina okutu awulire omwoyo ky'agamba ekkanisa. Awangula ndi muwa okulya ku muti ogw'obulamu oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Yes.
That is the preacher. They hear him as he preaches. Now the Father and the Son, these are teachers. And him the Father says, I am God who teaches you to prophets.
He's
teaching. Yes. But they work under most under spirit of understanding. Joining the word upon the word verse by verse. Let's read, we see. Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go.
Yes,
teach as to prophets. And when he teaches, no one is like him. But if you know like him, has a way he teaches. Yes. What can you say?
That you are a
teacher who does not follow the chief teacher, how he joins up words. When I read him in the Job,
Verses 22,
he tells me like this.
Job chapter
36 verse 22,
Katonda akola ebigulumivu mu buyinza bwe, ani omuyigiriza afaanana ye.
Behold, God exalts by his power. Who teaches like him? Who can teach like him?
Him,
the teacher you have, he says, whom will I teach knowledge? It will cause to understand what is preached. And they say it is command by command. Yes. He's a professional. No one teaches like him. When he teaches, he teaches like this. You cannot come out, you children of men. Struggle when the chief preacher was a flaw. He has a rhythm. The preacher and the teacher.
So
we call him teacher. Yet he says, there is a way which brings understanding. Not these we rush with words. That we have preachers on the roads. Yes, we are people reciting things. Are you there? Have you ever recited your things? You recite the gospel.
Yet
you don't follow in the preachers, neither in the teachers. No one has sent preacher the Holy Spirit. The teacher the Holy Spirit said no. The preacher the Holy Spirit. He said, I've not sent this one. I've not sent them.
The teacher,
God, the Father and the Son, they sent them from the way they do is not of the preacher, not of the teacher. Teachers were in the world before us, in teachings of the world, preparations they put and they laid, it's what we follow, to bring understanding just as they brought it. Now God, in his kingdom, those who say they are servants of the kingdom, just as you say, you are a servant of the kingdom.
Move
two systems, preaching and teaching. Yet we have order in it. We have a rhythm. Are we there? Servants of God? Amen. Let's see, how did you understand it? Of preaching and teaching. Making all nations. Nations, you confuse them because just speaking words of the scriptures. Just reciting them. Just the world does not understand things of God. We, they said, to teach them, we never told. We move to reciting things in the Bible. Others, there is no interpreting but twisting the meaning, subtracting and adding in them, and it's the work out there. Nations, that's the way we did and handled them.
But
they send us to teach to bring understanding. But this chief preacher, the Holy Spirit, even the teachers, these teachers, the Father and the Son, if they are to bring understanding, there is a way of the spirit of understanding of God. Are we together, me and you? You don't write much and you forget me. How can me I seek for you? Now let's attend to both sides. You can write, yet you do not understand. What you hear is what you write. But one understands, he yells and they write down. But you know,
the speed
is there, very high speed. And you thank God for it. That you can hear, understand, and you write, and you read at the same time. God has given you much power.
Even
the teachers of the world is not there.
Wait.
Teacher say,
I first explain.
So can you nyonyole?
You're right.
Oh, one decay.
But
explains, you understand, you write, and you read at the same time.
Yet
in schools of the world, the one is the one with the book, a teacher.
But
here we hold up books where they are teaching from. The way here is interesting.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus much.
Mm.
So these teachers, they say like this. Isaiah 28:9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts, yes.
Whom
will he teach knowledge? Understand what is preached. Just preaching them.
It
just recites. There's no understanding. It says this preach, they are indeed preached. But teacher comes and says, I want us to enter into understanding them. I don't want you to be studying,
you
do not reach into understanding. I want us to understand them. But what are we to do about that? And it tells us. Isaiah 28:10.
Ekiragiro ku kiragiro olunyiriri ku lunyiriri olunyiriri ku lunyiriri wano katono aho katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Yes. So if it's
bring
you to understand what is preached, it's a command by command.
Precept
is a command. A precept is a command. I want it to be a command by command. Command by command.
Two, four
and above commands from the Bible. The books make up the entire Bible. The holy book of God. Still, I want you to be given line upon line. Line upon line.
They
give you two, four, and above verses. Right there, we enter into understanding. Things preached, they come into understanding. Yes.
And
say, yeah, a little and there a little. Get from the book and the other. And the New and the Old Testaments. God put the scriptures in the Bible,
but
another explains the other. In the Bible, it does not need other dictionaries to explain it. It doesn't need additional books. They call them the Addis. These are additional books. That the Quran is not independent. It has additives, additional books upon it. They call them Addis. Bible.
You
write to release a book out of it.
Must
be in order you've brought understanding to preach and to teach. Make a book out of the Bible. Not what goes to explain the Bible.
But
the Bible explains the book you've written. That is serious. Yes. Your book you've written is not what explains the Bible.
Bible,
Bible explains the book you've written.
njikogera kuchi kukatonda uwa
on God or
kogera kuchi
it speaks of what
ndi akatabo kukoli nao kuandika
ako rough down writing down
Bible yekanyonyo
Bible explains it this time is peace of the seven spirits of God. Not your book, it explains the Bible. Bible explains that your book you're writing. Because what you've written there, you have gotten it in from it. Now you cannot tell me what you've written in your book. You've gotten it from it. And that of your book explains it. Right there, you've gotten overturned. It is to say that the father looks just like the son. Who looks like the other? Who resembles the other? Son resembles the father. The father resembles the son. Resembles the son much? What? The son resembles the father.
For
the son came from the father. Pastor Gilton, who resembles the other? Your book is gotten from the Bible. And who resembles the other?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now he has told you to cause you know what is preached. To cause you understand what is preached. It needs you to for and above commands. And writes a book on the commandments of God.
Do not
just write it in there as they want. We do not accept it. We need to for and above commands. Which comes from the Bible, which established that you want to preach about, that you teach about. Pick on an issue of God in your book. You need to four and above verses on all issues you explain about.
Understand
your book came from the Bible. And the Bible is what explains it. People have written books on this world as if they are ones which explain the Bible. And you speak to the son, you say the father resembles much the son.
Or
the mother resembles their daughter. That word is twisted. The child resembles the mother.
There's
one who appeared first in that image. Cannot get the one who came last. And you say, this who came before resemble them. It's not there. But what caused people always to learn, as they say in Timothy, yet they do not reach an understanding. There are words that they are just reciting in the Bible. But there is no preaching and there is no teaching. Whether you say he preached, but the preacher, the Holy Spirit said there was no preaching there. How come you join a word upon a word? The teacher himself, God the Father and the Son, they said no. Not teach even neither to preach. He was reciting. Let's read and see Timothy.
2
Timothy chapter 3 verse 7.
Abayiga bulijjo ne batayinze ennaku zonna okutuuka mu kutegeerera ddala amazima.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes. To understand the knowledge of truth. Yes. But you're ever learning.
Been
the church in the entire world. What has caused us, God, to tell us? You set up God's heavenly government on the earth. These are the departments in it.
Those
I want to appear in my church. There are 8 departments.
It's
of the Holy Spirit. I want him manifest right now. The mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
I
want them appear just as they are in heaven.
Because
you cannot speak things and they're not clear. Have to chase you from there.
White
Stan was chased as he spoke things come from his. And they go research about them. What they have spoken about. Where was it? Where does he live? Spoken what comes from his. What he thinks is what he speaks about. He's a liar, deceives. A person who cannot preach like this. Preaching into understanding of truth. They speak what comes from theirs. They are of Satan. And we call them preachers, Lord.
But
so we call them our teachers.
We
send to teach nations. My God, we have a big problem. Servants of God, are we there?
Wow.
Situation out there, how is it? It's been many years. You have preachers. You have your teachers.
You
don't understand, I'm not insulting you.
You
study all those years of salvation. Some we've brought gray hair as you see us. Others balls on the heads. Others we are wrinkles. We are
about to
clothe the bodies, but we never understood. Yet we want to go in heavens. We find there are things which have been told us. Yet they are not in understanding. Every person preaches the way they think. Praise Jesus much.
Satan,
if he fails to get there from the Bible and they bring understanding, join in the boil,
you
speak what comes from yours and it don't come from that of God, the Holy Book of God. That is John 8 verse 44. You write it down and read it.
Understanding
the person tell you they are a preacher of the gospel of God or teacher of the word of God.
In
any gift they are in, all gifts we move within two words, preaching and teaching. Praise Jesus. But if they write, cannot join these words to bring understanding, then we have people who recite. They recite the scriptures in the world. And religions. My God, those ones.
These ones,
I don't know which category they are in. They don't even recite. And they begin to stammer. At least you find someone who recites the scriptures.
Instead
of 100 of them, they have recited them. If you find someone who speaks, who stammers in the words, they take 1 year. They are struggling with one word. Matthew, just to speak Matthew. Those are religions. One scripture they stammer to speak it out. And in fact, that is another phobia. You are not yet read this chapter and the verse.
Father,
the father is there. I hear a teacher. Of religions. You arise. Wake. Light of the word of God and shine your way.
Those
of the believers in the false salvation, they recite them, whether they have been understood or not. They have speed, they get them in the heads. Oh, fine. Those who try to teach, they twist the meaning. We have a problem. That's why revival is needed.
We will.
If you want to bring a problem, tell them God has sent me as Elijah to restore back all things. They don't think of restoring things.
Elijah?
People are very familiar. Become Elijah. Becoming Elijah is not the main thing is work. You'll come to speak yourself
president,
I am the president of the nation. It does not make meaning. Are you on the seat of the nation, the top seat?
We
have presidents, ghetto presidents.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
what I try to say is this. These preachers,
becoming
issues. Preachers, are they really in the world? And the teachers? But they said to make all nations disciples. We teach them all.
Yet,
teaching us the order we follow. And the spirit of understanding of God. As the pastor's spirit of understanding of God. As
gathered,
proved it never brings one. Yes.
It proved,
many which explain, and almost they are alike, but each increase light on the other. That's why you see Isaiah 34:16. He
said,
go read the book of the Lord.
Seek
the book of the Lord and read.
Seek
commands which are alike and those explain each other. Verses which are alike explaining each other. Yes. Let's read, we see.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Isaiah chapter
34, verse 16.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read, not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes.
The
spirit of understanding is the one who gathered.
He
did put the one. He proved each one.
He
spoke to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 2.
You
come to pass the last days. Mountain of the house of God. It will be on the top. Above all other mountains.
And repeat,
speak it in Micah. Chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 2. Yes. Verse 1-3. He again speaks it to Micah. Micah chapter 4, verse 1 downwards. Sure. Speaks to even Haggai. Chapter 2, verse 9 downwards. Yes.
It moves
each adding light to another. Yes.
Isaiah
34:16. Seek in the book of the Lord. Read. None will lack its mate, for the mouth of the Lord is commanded, and the Spirit gathered.
What
did he try to gather in this book very well?
People
understand what he tried to do.
twagala tuwolese okutegeera.
What a demonstrate understanding is much. Yes.
Kati nyiriri zino tuleeta lumu.
First as we bring one.
Tuleete nga nyi.
Bring and there are many.
Zisukabiri
kunyano. There are more than two, four and above.
Ate nga buli lumu lwongera okunyonyolola.
It explains the other.
Oye Katonda gwe bayita
Katonda omutegeera. What God who understands. That one is the preacher, the Holy Spirit. That one, the teacher God the Father, the Son Jesus Christ. To saying, he gathered.
We
sought on the tops of mountains. I'm going to see God. Let's just say it in my book. Now read there. And then you see, those of religions, when did they read it? Even some, they are there.
And
their dead book, they don't have it.
Evangeli.
I don't abuse. I speak truth. They don't use this, our Bible, the book of the Lord. They have Evangeli. How do they call it in English?
Evangeli.
That it departed from the gospel. But that book, and they say it has words they got from the Bible, a few of them, and you find they are Corinto. They don't have Corinthians, they are Corinto.
Yes,
the first Corinto. You find one chapter and two verses. Corinto book is over. That's why you can tell them. God refuses to worship images and idols. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 16 downwards. And they don't know it. As if when they make the Bible,
they made the Bible
and they put that way. They
make
the version is wrong. When they go to school, why don't you read the Bible?
The
Catholic Bible is very dead. Abuse, this is truth. And they tell me that I choose them. But a night dancer on the village is a night dancer. You don't need to say them that. You're not a night dancer. Those of religions are night dancers of this world. Brethren, the Protestants, they are in reciting. They just stammer. Those who refuse the first salvation, they recite in the scriptures. That's what
I'm saying.
So who is the right one person? God is the one who is right. Even his book, the Bible, they are right.
You can read,
speak of them, things not right, it's you who is not right. That is it. the book is very big. Let me give you one verse in this book. Ezekiel 28.
They
wrote big letters in here. You may think there is any meaning in them. Even smaller images. And they show you how you move into worship. You put the axe down. We first read here.
Aha.
Fine. In Ezekiel chapter
28,
let's read the verse 2.
We omuntu,
you man.
We omuntu,
you man.
Somao akasoka akukali katia.
Ezekiel esule yabiri mu munana n'olunyiri olw'okubiri.
Ezekiel 28 verse 2.
Nti omwana w'omuntu.
Kakati wano bagaye gwo omuntu.
You man.
Tegeza omufuzi wa Tulo.
Say unto the prince of Tyre.
Gamba omulangira we Tulo.
Bali bamugamba ono yabagaba bamutegeezi. Enze mukama afuga byonna.
It is the Lord who rules over all.
Nti bwati bwayogera mukama Katonda nti.
Nze mukama afuga byonna.
It is the Lord who rules over all.
Bye mugamba nti.
Those you say that.
Kati yongera mosome.
Nti kubanga omutima gwo.
Nti wagulumiza omutima gwo ng'omutima ng'ogamba nti oli lubaale.
Nti kubanga omutima gwo gwagulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda.
Kati wali wakirala oli kitufu yeegulumiza
kwegamba.
Wano bagambo yagamba
lubaale. Yet he's a wizard and then he deceives.
Ng'ogamba nti oli lubaale era otudde ku ntebe ya lubaale mu nnyanja wakati.
Kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda. Ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja.
Kyokka oli muntu buntu so si lubaale. Kakati awo. Bano babayina ogwa eddalu nga
basoka. This have to fall mad when they read this book.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Na yenga butusome mu Isaiah 3:19.
As we read Isaiah 4:16.
Nti munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama.
That seek in the book of the Lord.
Musome.
And read.
Ekuli bula kinacho.
None will lack its mates.
Kama 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 ke
kara kidde. The mouth of the Lord commanded.
Omoyo ena kunganya.
The spirit gathered.
Nyo 17 agamba.
17 says.
Kera yabikubira obulu.
That he made lots for them.
Nabigirira n'omuguwa amakulu gaabyo wegakoma.
Measured the line of their meaning where it ends.
Nti yabikubira akawulu kino kijjagenda ne kino.
That this will go with this one.
Sobolo sigala nga kiri kiragiro
ku kiragiro. Can remain command by command.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Lunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
Line upon line.
Wanukano.
Here a little and there a little. Yes.
Bwe bululu obwo kino kijjagenda ne kino.
Those are the loads this to go with this one.
Arisome tuulire.
Let's read we here.
Isaiah sura ya 3:17 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 17.
Era bikubidde obululu n'omukono gwe gubigabidde n'omuguwa. Binaagiryanga ennaku zonna emirembe n'emirembe binaatuula ng'omwo.
And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by measure, and they shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell in it. Yes.
Yabikubira obululu ebyawandiikibwa.
Put lot, cast lots for them.
Naga kino ekyandikibwa.
He said this scripture.
Nga bwe tukuwadde ekyokulabirako.
Given you an example.
Mu Isaiah esura eyokubiri.
Isaiah chapter 2.
Verse
1-3.
Oyituuka.
It will come to pass.
Olusozi lwe munaku ez'oluvannyuma.
In the latter days.
Olusozi lwe nyumba ya Mukama.
Mountain of the house of God.
Lulibeera ku ntikko.
It will be on high. On top high.
Okusinga obusozi bwonna.
Above all other mountains.
Then nakuba akalulu kigende ne Mikka eyokuna.
Goes with Michael chapter 4.
Olunyi olusooka paka olwokusatu.
Verse 1-3.
Nakyongera okunnyonnyolwa.
Looks to get explained.
Nakuba akalulu akalala.
Lots again.
Kigende It
goes with Haggai chapter 2, verse 9 downwards.
Come
first the latter days. Mountain of the house of God. It will be on the top. How will it be on the top? It makes another Lord. Isaiah 11:9. They will know my heart.
They will destroy
on any of my holy mouth.
As
will be full knowledge of God, as water spread on the sea.
Maybe
as that loads they move and increasing. That they can remain in the measure of their meaning. That we explained with a pretty spirit of wisdom. You should not twist the meaning of the Holy Scriptures.
For
it causes your destruction and the others you preach to. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
When you read in Peter, you write it down.
2
Peter chapter 3. Verse 15 to enter 16. When you twist the meaning of the scriptures, you destroy your own self, even your hearers. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 15 to 16.
In
Revelation 22. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. It says, if you subtract, if you add in these words, add you all the plagues in this book. And if you subtract, they blot you from the book of life and from the city of God. You do not have a portion there. Now it means, it means after twisting the meaning, you subtract adding it, spirit of understanding will catch you. For you've gone beyond the measure line.
Both
loads you out of them in the scriptures, even the measure line of the scriptures.
That
God really means in his speaking. Because God speaks of that which was, which is, and which is going to come. Things in the entire heaven and all the earth. Both the new heavens and the new earth found above the heavens at the beginning and the end. Speaks of those and they were in the earth, even those going to come. If you search them in what was, you find them there. In those which are, you find them. In those going to come, you find them.
So,
why you see spirit of understanding? Responsible of the rhythm and the order of preaching and teaching of the word of God.
Go
through understanding of all truth. When we move through it and catch every liar, just as you've seen some of them of the sorcerers,
of
brothers in the religions, beliefs in the midst there, even the false salvation, those there to stammer as they speak scriptures,
and
the others they just recite in them. They recite them, and there's no understanding.
The
spirit of understanding is not manifest there.
But
we do the spirit of power. But the power in the word wasn't there. And what spirit was there? Very few
have yearned
for God in our days. They manifest the spirit of understanding in the church. Them too, at times they do when the Holy Spirit gives them what they have not understood. And they find themselves proclaiming today. And tomorrow, what they teach is off. And people they're like the prophet Samson. Today the Spirit is on him, tomorrow is not on him. Those like Samson, you know them.
And the Spirit just comes upon you when you've aligned yourself. And you speak things which are rightful. If the prophets who fell, as
there,
once they speak something with wisdom, but there's a prophet, the older prophets who fell,
and
the Spirit came worse upon him. He prophesied on the young prophets. What God told you where you're
right,
you disobeyed them. The lion has to defy you. And he fell.
And
we have our prophets, our apostles in the entire world, and they fell and they are off. And once in a while,
if
they speak something, and they bring understanding. Once in a while. Some when they have aligned themselves once.
And
find when we studied from this
standard strategies of
standard strategy, up to today you understand. You are already tired.
You
see, teaches a heading for a week and you feel normal can bear many days. That's why then they don't have series, teaching of series, that you move on to understand. Every day they come with something fresh, new. Yet it's too.
He
doesn't know how we'll move it on. We are not scorning them. Are we? We are in revival. What they call revival. Revival. Be revived for we had gotten faulty. And restore all things of God. Basing in the Holy Scriptures. Them two had been wasted and destroyed. Cannot say that they are there when we are in revival.
We
have to speak the wrong things which are prevailing now. No way we can speak of revival. Revival.
And
not spoken of the faults. Our Lord Jesus came to do that. Spoke to the Pharisees. He stood in the door to enter in the heaven. And they don't allow anyone enter. If you pray, ask the Father in heaven, that can bypass them to enter.
No
way you can come. That you do revival. And you don't speak of the mysteries and faults. For we going to be revived when we are in the midst of faults. We cannot avoid speak of faults, and then we speak the right thing.
Maybe
do not understand the word revival. And restoration happens when foundations have gotten wasted, destroyed. Foundations of the word of God.
But
we cannot say they are there. We said nothing is there.
This
foundation is spoiled, destroyed them. Who and who? The sorcerers, religious people, those of beliefs, and of the false salvation. How can you say foundations were destroyed when not spoken who took them away? Impossible. It's impossible.
So
when we go in the order, it says, if you dare restore back, so all things you have to catch them.
You
break them down. Can't get these verses.
Join them to
understanding, but they have no people they beat. They have to beat. They break. They break. And they bend shorten those who stretch themselves. The refuge of lies get destroyed. Read me verse 14. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line,
line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward, and be broken and snared and taken. Yes.
The
word of the Lord comes to revive us and to restore all. When
it
comes, what it does, because you try to play within it, it joins up itself again. It says, I have come back. Command by command.
I'm
going to speak in the world. Remember scriptures they see. They see the faults you've committed there.
And
they
also
begin to point in you. You are a sorcerer. You hide in the name of Jesus. According to the scripture, and it points in you.
We
no more point in people. Because we don't stand in our own words. And we say, you fool, you got corrupted. No. You got corrupted. For the Lord says, you are freely given. You too freely give. According to Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. But you make people line up on the miracles with their millions of money. You got corrupted. There are words which point in you. We see this corrupted. Want us to walk with you and speak it to him. We were not understanding before. We too were born like you. And we lying down as corpse in the sheets. And we cannot see it. And the Lord grew the bones. He made us firm to sit. He taught us how to crawl and reach, that we dare reach you. We preach to your faults. He's one who made us crawl, that we learn how we shall reach you.
Told us,
crawling you take long to reach, and you find many problems. Learn how to walk. He taught us. We began to struggle. I want to go to the false prophets. I tell them,
their
speed has come.
Say,
but why will you speak? Let me teach you how to speak. You go speak it to them. Before we learned how, what to say, come, I take you the heavenly journey. I tell you the scriptures. Move it in the Bible. And you go proclaim it to them. And before you go, let me first feed you the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Preach to Israel their transgressions. We cannot preach them, we don't have it. Yes.
We are not doing what
we are doing. The spirit of wisdom, understanding. Now we join preach Israel to the transgressions. Preach to the church their faults. Don't you think we born we understand? We born and we are like poor cops. They carry us. There's no bending us.
We
don't know how we shall even reach you, but you trained and grew. Train us, he sent us to you. Do you know who is faulty and who is right? He told it to us. After I say go, in my word, command by command. Verse by verse, line upon line,
yeah,
a little and there a little, that they do what?
That if
they go fall backwards, they fall backwards, they be broken, they be snared, and they be taken, they are taken away. And that generation passes away, and God raised another.
But
if you are not ready, things of revival are like that. You beat people down. Everything that we break them away.
You have
they are wrong, faulty.
Nagamba,
he self sent you to break down and to build up.
Ukuzimba.
To build.
Huh. We cannot
come, we have more things to break down. We have to break down. So sorry, it's down. Religions or false religions. If you have the rightful, tell us. False beliefs. If there's anyone right, you tell us, man. False salvation. We want to raise up a rifle. The gen of the world.
2023
years back. Salvation. And it's what brought salvation. The Savior came for that. Yes. On the agenda of salvation. Of truth which takes us back to heaven. Don't expect not to be broken down. Yes. And he said, Jeremiah, I've sent you, let's read. You're going to break down.
There
are things faulty, you break them down. Let us see. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10.
Laba, leero kutaddewo kuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale g'abakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Yes.
You don't differ.
See, Isaiah 28, verse 14, there are four words there.
Fall backward.
To fall backward, by which have gazi? Be broken.
Kumenya.
Bamenyeke. Yes. Be snared.
But they give way.
They be snared. And be taken away. Those are the ones you read. Jeremiah. There are four words. The two
we
are doing a few. Just two
we
are doing to plant and to build. But those we destroy the many. Four categories. For a building which is not properly raised, unless you break it down, raise up a new one. If you say you renovate it, may not be easy. Read Jeremiah, it tells you. Let's repeat it you here. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10.
Laba, lero kutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale g'abakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Yes.
Tukolako bibiri. Zimba,
built and plant. But those done to destroy, there are four. To root out. Yes. You root out them. To pull down. You don't pull it out, you pull it and throw it down. After you finish, destroy.
You
proof is destroyed and throw down.
It doesn't
meaning anymore. You finish it, it's meaning in it. You throw it away.
To be taken.
Be taken. You throw it away. Those who do revivals, those are things we do. Things destroy the many, and the ways are very wild. Yet building is in summary. Plant and build.
Now, keep it,
understand when you come handle those issues. You can remember, it's going to join up things there. The word of the Lord to come,
it joins
everything which is faulty.
He
is like, we take him like.
He
measured the line for them well.
When
we go in double portion,
he's
laid up heavens like a cut light straight.
If there are
points when there is anything which is not aligned well,
he said,
who messed up the heaven like this?
He's
marking things which are not aligned and they order them well. To say there are a man, you can build a building and he comes to look at it there. He said that corner is not aligned. He said that way, Ezekiel, you built it according to the this there, the measurements. You break it down. It will fall in 3 months.
No, they're no good.
And you fear. All time they're building. Religions have spent years.
You
say we break them down today?
Believers
have spent many years in the world. There is a false salvation. Faith. Spent many years, they say, that no, going to kill many of my people in the rich heavens. Break them down. Right there. Read that prophecy, what the spirit of understanding does. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19.
Mukama yasawe misingi jensi na magezi. Yanyweze guru na kutegira.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has he established the heavens. Yes. Established it well.
How long are
you? How come that portion is loose there?
Ani yakwasha
mwa. Don't touch there. That is called spirit of understanding.
It's
not strengthened, those not aligned.
They're
not rightfully formed. He said, break them down. Join them, command by God, bring them down. Back. Revive them. Praise Jesus much. That's what he tells you. There is a move. There is mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival and restoration.
He
alone the Spirit comes and he knows them in his fullness. When he passes to me, he shows things which are prudent and foolish. You twist the meaning. You can't understand what you say. Why did you begin to play with verses? Now put them this one with this one. And you see how things were faulted. For he established them very well. All things is there to establish them. You come after you've built all. And say, that one is not
strengthened.
This house will fall on the people. Break it down.
It
can no more be ordered even. If it's ordered, say, work on it, revival it. If it's to break down, we restore. Take it away and build a fresh building. All these foundations are dead. Now, so sorry, I've spent how many years?
But
spirit of understanding comes to all that is thrown, you pour it down. Get religiously say, I'm not saying it's no use, you break it down. The
years
of spirit are building that foolish congregation. Don't get angered. After he says, spirit of understanding, what you have to do for me,
you're
going to destroy all the refuge of lies. Join up all things well. Understand what is preached to be a terror.
Katusomemo Isaiah.
Let's read in Isaiah.
Isaiah esuli yabiri mu 8 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 17.
Era ndifuula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera n'obutuukirivu okuba omugwa ogutereeza n'omuzira gulera ddala ekiddukiro eky'obulimba n'amazzi galyanjala ku kifo eky'okwekwekamu.
Justice also will I make the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line and the hail shall sweep away the refugee of lies and the waters shall overflow the hiding place.
Verse 18. Nendagano je mwalagana nokufa erijulukuka. So nokutabagana kwamwe kwe mwatabagana namagombe tekulinywera. Ekibonyo bonye chanjala bwekire yitamu nekijoka kibalinyirira wansi.
And your covenant with death shall be annulled and your agreement with hell shall not stand when the overflowing scourge shall pass through. Then you shall be beaten down by it.
Verse 19.
From the time that it goes forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night. And it shall be a terror just to understand the report. Yes.
And
the gospel we handle, it beats down. Every topic we started, we are beating down things.
Sure.
Day and night.
But
I'll come to preach in the day, it'll beat down.
Since
it's not me who prepared these things.
Beat
it down here. Every time it passed through, it beat them day and night. Though I avoid in the day when I will be preaching, I will not sway them. Amen. There is no way you can avoid it. Just to join up. End up that is wrong. Now let's go on the right thing. There is no way. Understand what is there is a terror. You just wait, it will pass through. You
will
hear an uproar.
Uganda, no,
Uganda and the entire world. The problem you have is one. What the branch you held onto, they have cut you off it.
Amen.
They are in the leaders of the nation. They have already arrived here. We are about to come introduce them to you. Right from His Excellency. They already arrived here. And they began preparations of making this ministry grow.
Amen.
Obama sampling you.
Maybe I sample you. I'm going to sample you just a little.
Good.
That is great.
And how is yours and our president?
What I see is progress.
Yes, Afandi.
And we thank the Lord for that.
Yes, Afandi.
Because I believe it is all out of blessings that we get moving.
Yes, Afandi. We glorify God.
Amen. And tomorrow I want to go to the studio.
Yes, Afandi.
We do those recordings which I am required to do.
Yes, I'm going to send a message today.
And I believe it is going to be very successful.
Yes, we believe it also.
Yeah, so first of all,
yes, Afandi.
Let me thank you for the great work you do for the community, for the society, and for the country.
We also bless God, and we thank God for your life, that you are standing for God and our country.
Amen. That is great. So I have a good message from His Excellency.
Yes, Afandi.
He's very delighted and very happy.
Yes, Afandi.
We have had a full discussion.
Yes, Afandi.
And my comrade has been of great importance.
Yes, sir.
That so far,
yes,
the success rate is 100%.
We glorify and we thank you for standing.
So His Excellency has agreed.
Yes.
That the transaction be done and the file has been forwarded to the finance department.
Yes, Afandi.
And the moment the transaction is done.
Yes, Afandi.
Yes, I have another comrade here, Godi Patel.
Okay.
Who works with Muzay.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to entrepreneurship and business venturing.
Yes, sir.
So,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aha.
I will not finish all of it. You know, the Lord told us, you just keep standing, you will see me. The Son is with us. Even His Excellency is with us. When we
are
things to speak, there are many we've spent time.
It's
coming to 2 months back. Praise Jesus much.
Now
those, that's the way they are. You still think we are
in
the joke? The jokes are no more here. Now, what I've told you is this,
that
spirit of understanding of God has to pass through day and night.
And
anytime he passes through, they have to be taken. And to understand what is preached, it will become a terror.
Now,
becoming a terror is very hard when you have nowhere you hold yourselves. For the leaders, they say, many of the ministers in Uganda, they have gone to them and they conned them. And they gave them much provisions to the churches. And they stole it, all of them, by themselves. And they turned the church into a cave of robbers. Now, where else would they hold themselves?
You have
to ask yourself where they hold themselves. The one who spoke, do you know him? Because he spoke in English. We shall interpret on that day. Ask
God,
but what have they been speaking? But he said, when the spirit of understanding arrives,
so
even those who had erred in spirit brings them back to understand. The leaders, they told us that they know they call upon them in the summer, but they needed people to support them in the spiritual world to understand the calling upon their lives. They have sent regards towards you. You can play the end. They may say, it's me, I speak on your behalf. False things.
That, yes. And all they do, they actually pledged it.
Yes, sir.
I told him to put it in writing.
Yes, sir.
In about 3 weeks, it shall be delivered.
We are good. We are grateful for that.
So you help with the spiritual world and also help us with the our political mandate and aspirations.
We are ready for that, Afandi.
We shall also socially and financially,
yes,
support you and your people.
We are very ready to stand, and we will always welcome you, Afandi.
So I therefore deliver the greetings from Mose. He's very happy.
Yes, Afani.
Just like I'm very happy.
Yes, we feel.
I thank my team that has really worked to see that we present such a big project to His Excellency.
Yes, Afani.
And he's well satisfied.
We glorify God.
He did not even, put us into contention or put us in the queue that you wait and I study your project.
Yes, Afani.
The explanation was clear.
Yes, Afani.
We pray to him some of the music you have recorded.
Yes, Afani.
He nodded his head.
Yes.
In appreciation.
Yes, Afani, we agree.
So, therefore, we have a way forward.
Yes, Afani.
That one I have to assure you, we have a very good way forward.
We are also grateful for you.
And the success is on our side.
We glorify God.
Amen. So, may God bless you.
Yes, Afani.
I send my greetings to all the other teammates.
Yes, Afani.
I know Ronnie. I know Mtekanga.
Yes.
So, really tell them that I love all of them.
Yes, Afani.
And we are one love, and we are going to have one mission.
Yes, we are going to tell them.
And together, we are going to succeed.
Yes, we believe because in Romans 8:28, the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love God.
Well, that's great.
Yes, so we must work together.
Amen.
Yes.
So, I thank you.
Yes.
So, allow me to return the phone to the owner.
Yes, Afani.
And,
for protection.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even those who erred in spirits. Let's read Isaiah, we see.
Isaiah chapter 29,
verse 24.
They
also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. Even those who erred in spirit, spirit of understanding, when they come, it gives them understanding.
Even
those who murmured,
and begins
to learn doctrine, understand very well. Some of those who most understood us are the leaders.
And they have
just start to be some of our members. people have taken long. They said the president will not leave the presidency until he has launched the worldwide call. They say he's dreaming.
It was a dream from God.
Chari chiloto kuva wa mukama.
Very clear dream.
Eranga chabu chilambuluko.
And it has come to pass.
Era chitu kiride kakano.
The chari chiloto charufuwe wabi wabi gamu.
A dream of multitude of worlds.
Name him
and works.
Na yechari chiloto chichigamu chagato.
But it was a dream of the word of God.
Chitu kira manguda.
Which immediately comes to pass.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank the Lord for directing us well. But as we told yesterday, this one's not them down. According to Joshua chapter 6, verse 14 and 16, we have seven priests, the teaching priests, and one of them, most when it reaches spirit of understanding of God, has the second trumpet, leads all the teaching priests, handle things of spirit of understanding of God, commandinal portions of spirit of understanding to reach in the seventh portion, even to reach in the spirit who is not limited of the understanding.
So andika Yosua.
So write Joshua.
Esura iyo mukaga.
Chapter 6.
Orunyiri orwe kumi nesatupakana mukaga.
13 to 16.
Kuba kabona abo musaba ina makondero musaba.
Those seven priests with seven trumpets.
Kuriko kabona ine kondero yokubiri.
There is a priest with the second trumpet.
Avunayizwa kuyigiriza.
Responsible on teaching. manifesting spirit of understanding of God. From the seven teaching priests holding seven trumpets, there is a priest holding the second trumpet, responsible on the teaching and manifesting spirit of understanding in the church and in the world. We were told that below him they are put those given gift of spirit of understanding from the Holy Spirit. Below him there are those with gift of understanding from the Holy Spirit.
We
read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse
7
and
8.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse
7
and 8. You see those given gift of spirit of understanding. And them too are sent under this teaching priest having the second trumpet. If you finish that, this teaching priest, he can be given the second trumpet
to
command double portion of spirit of understanding. He enters involving in creation. I want us to handle it slow as you write it down. Yes. We've said this teaching priest can be still given a second trumpet to be able to teach and command double portion, to be able to teach and command double portion of the spirit of understanding.
In
this one enters into creation. Yes.
He
enters in things of creation. As he walks here a little, and there are a little, that he can work miracles and wonders. Walking here a little and there a little, that he can work miracles and wonders. Creating body parts which are not there, and many others. The scriptures, we say we read 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 9 up to 11. Second Kings chapter 2,
you
come from verse 8, you enter to verse 11. Mostly the verse 9 speaks of double portion.
So
there is going into things of creating. As you see in Proverbs chapter
3,
verse
19.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse
19.
We are into things of creating. This we pass through in the brief. Because priests are going to be put there. They will explain everything. Come study time of a couple of years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this teaching priest can be given the third trumpet. And this teaching priest can be given the third trumpet to be able to teach on the pre-proportion and to command it to manifest of the spirit of understanding. And this teaching priest is given the third trumpet
okusobola okuyigiriza triple portion,
to be able to teach the triple portion,
awamu n'okuduumira triple portion y'omwoyo w'okutegeera,
even to command triple portion of spirit of understanding.
Kino kiyingiramu Katonda mwenyini.
This involves God himself,
Katonda Kitaffe,
God the Father,
n'omwana,
and the Son,
n'omwoyo omutukufu,
and the Holy Spirit.
Kino kiyingiramu Katonda Kitaffe.
This involves God the Father,
omwana,
the Son,
n'omwoyo omutukufu,
and the Holy Spirit.
Okusinziira ku Baluyokaani esooka,
according to 1 John,
Baluyokaani esooka,
according to 1 John chapter
5
verse 7, there are the three witnesses. When we speak of three propulsion, we speak of them themselves. That's 1 John chapter 5 verse
7.
They are the three witnesses.
In
time we speak of three propulsion, we speak of them.
Nga ne Matayo sura eri ya 28
Matthew
28
verse 19 says,
umazo kuandikao,
have you written down there?
Na yenga tuwagambidwa mu ngere sura ya 8 onyo 14,
we told in Proverbs 8 verse 14,
ngere sura ya 8 14,
Proverbs 8 verse 14,
nga gamba yeye kutekia,
and he say himself is the understanding. Yes.
Abajemu yenyeni nyeni,
God now he himself God
kutekia
understanding.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Nenga twagenti baka kabono na igiriza.
But we said a distinguishing priest.
Baba kabona bana bayigiriza.
Or distinguishing priests.
Bali presenting omoyo
okutegeera. Present the spirit of understanding.
Basubira okudumira fourth portion.
They can command fourth portion,
fifth portion,
fifth portion,
sixth portion,
sixth portion,
seventh
and the seventh portion.
Okudawagu.
Even above. These teaching priests
are presenting
the spirit of understanding. They can command very well
fourth portion,
the fourth portion,
fifth portion,
fifth portion,
sixth portion,
sixth portion,
the seventh portion,
and the seventh portion, even above. Those who read in Revelation chapter
1,
verse 10 up to 14,
tulaba lampstandi musanvu.
We saw seven golden lampstands.
Each
has a spirit of understanding on it. Seven times. Yes. You understand it well.
I
told you yesterday you study understanding. The one of wisdom. We're not going to tell them here. We shall just list them here. Okay.
For
in wisdom we explain detail of everything. So we have said these teaching priests present spirit of understanding. They can command the fourth portion,
fifth portion,
sixth portion,
seventh portion,
even above. It's Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 to 14. The seven lampstands you see, each one of them, it's your fullness of Holy Spirit,
and
each has spirit of understanding of God, seven times. Yes. But still we told you, spirit of understanding of God, it is not limited. Spirit of understanding of God,
because
God himself is not limited.
He's
never limited. Yes. Spirit of understanding of God, because it is God himself, it's not limited. And is not measured. Spirit of understanding of God is not limited. Spirit of understanding of God, because it is God himself, is not limited and is not measured.
It
goes to the everlasting. Up to the everlasting. In everlasting life. That is God himself everlasting. It is the life. So we read Michael chapter 2, verse 7.
Mika esura ya kubiri.
Micah chapter 2 verse
7.
And we read John chapter
3
verse 34. Micah chapter 2 verse 7.
Yokani sura ya kusa.
John chapter 3.
Okay. Mika sura ya kubiri.
Micah 2 verse 7.
Yokani sura ya kusa.
John chapter 3
verse
34.
Where
we join on Revelation
chapter 19
verse 6. In the summary, those are the ones concerning spirit of understanding of God. The second division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Spirit of understanding of God. Responsible under rhythm.
We
call it the order.
Decency.
Of preaching and teaching the word of God. To reaching into understanding. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. The word of God. Deciding to believe it.
And
decided to put it in action and to be very ready to spread it to the many
Amen.
In the much understanding. Because
you
have understood spirit of understanding how he is. Yearn for him every day. Align yourself all day.
You'll
be powered upon you every day.
Proverbs
1:23.
If
accept his reproach,
power
upon us his Holy Spirit.
Cause
us understand his words. That is the spirit of understanding. Understanding as it connects. Brings the rhythm of preaching word of God and teaching it. 2, 4 and above commands. 2, 4 and above verses. From books make up the Bible. In the New and the Old Testament. Understanding comes to those errant in spirit. Yes.
Those
mama, they know things in the rightful way how they should be. On the day of tomorrow, shall begin the spirit of counsel of God. The third division. Of fullness of Holy Spirit. Yes. The seven spirits of God sent in the whole earth. If you finished, you cover up your book. We want to go in what we agreed upon. We agreed upon it. Yes. We agreed upon it. First, go to the toilet, lose yourself, refresh. You want to go there. Others, as we prepare the tithing and the offerings, as we wait, those who have gone to the toilet. Yes. Don't go back home now. Wait the service to be finished up well. And then you will go back home well. Go loosen yourself. You come quickly, we give the tithe and the offerings. Then we go into one we agreed upon. Yes. I am going to wait for you here. Don't take long there. You've gone. Our deacons put the baskets there. We are going to sing. Time passing the side of the other our songs. Of the holy love of God.
But
teach us on the holy marriage.
And
how the holy love appears. Those married, we can settle very well.
If
those coming being prepared,
who still study, those prepared within church, you too come when you're yearning the goodness here. God is one who teaches us to profit. Every side he teaches us. For we got saved. Salvation, we had to know all the truth. It means get married, you are still on this world.
You
have to understand things of marriage well. Understand things of loving each other.
That
of the married, how it appears.
If
the younger coming below us, they'll have a good foundation and a good expectation when awaiting in goodness. Let me call Prophet Deborah, get closer here. She's going to first sing for us in the other way. Marriage is honorable. You there, you move to increase honor within it. If you don't honor it, no one will honor it for you. If you honor it, others see from you the owner. Even those coming, they will honor, for they will see us honoring it. Yes.
Also
say now, the songs of love. Now you brought them in the church. As if
here
in the church there's no love. You know, God told Ezekiel here, you are like a musician who sings a sweet love song. God knows them very well. Of love. Have you come back? Let's read in Ezekiel here.
Ezekiel 33, verse
32.
Era, laba, olijevali ngolu yimbo lulu jenyo, olomu ntwali nedoboze lisanyo senyo. Era manyo kukubwa, obulunje nanga. Kubanga ba ulide vigambo vyo, nene bata vikola.
And lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song, of one that has a pleasant voice. And there is no love in this version. You put it back. Ezekiel 33, verse 32. And lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song. It means God knows things of love very well.
He
praised the church in the songs. Yes. But he told us
things of
church and marriage, they are like in the Song of Songs. He sang for his church. Ephesians 5
says
the church and Jesus,
things of
marriage,
in
church with Jesus, they are the same. And speak to women, submit to your husbands as you submit unto Christ.
Which
he tells us, men, husbands, to love our wives as Jesus loved the church and he died for it. The two move together. Have you understood well? And they told you, 11:10. Christ says a man should not be there by himself, neither a woman.
Now
you still by yourself and you're young, you wait. You being prepared, we preparing you. You too has been advancing. If you've not made 60 hours, if you make 60, but you feel yourself strong,
there's
an addition of 15 years added, right from 60 to enter 75. That God added to Hezekiah. Yes. Can add your addition.
We
have clocked 60, but you feel the strength you can.
But
you can, we give our frank. Let us thank God for the offerings. Stand up on your feet. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for the good time you give us in your presence, Lord. You teach us to profit. Show us the way we have to go. As you promised before, the mouth of prophet Isaiah 48, verse 17, go teach you to profit. I show you where you have to go. And I lead you. Spoke in the mouth of prophet Job. Job 36, verse 22. That you are mighty in work.
It's
no teacher. He is like you, Lord.
It's
you taught. Listen in Malachi 3, the verse 8 up to 12.
You
bring the tithe and the offerings. Your house. Not to lack food.
You
taught us to give it. You gave us a reason. That you yourself open the windows of heaven and the doors of heaven, and you add a blessing, and you send your angels. Revelation 20 and the verse 1, the heavens open and
you
saw angel come down. When you open heaven, you send your provisions. In Revelation chapter 6 verse 5 and 6, angel of measurements, angel of provisions. Revelation 11 verse 1 to 3, Zechariah 2 verse 1 to 2, they have a measuring line to measure things for us, and you promise, you rebuke the devourer,
you
angel Michael,
they
also fight war, fight the evil spirits which fight us in finances,
the
edge of a chain, and they bind all the evil spirits, and they lose our blessings on all goodness prepared us, and then we see it. Thank you, Father,
for
you did like that. Taught us in that way. And you told us, Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3, that your holy power
came
all within life in serving you, and moved to understand you. Now you gave us to use in life,
but
we want to get those moving to serve you, and
moved
to understand you. We give them the tithes, the offerings, the pledges, the health, the rest, as you commands
us
to fulfill today. We talk to prophets and to show that we have to go, O King of Kings, as
you
gave the firstborn for our sake, which you want to give for those who give in us, O King of Kings. As you accept us, accept
our
offerings, as you accepted Abel, accepted his offering. Genesis 4 verse 1 up to 4. Thank you, Father,
for
accepting us, living sacrifice that be first given,
a ministry
of wisdom, and we fight every day to be transformed, to be conformed to this world. We know that you will, and that's acceptable before you, as we serve you with wisdom. In the name of the Lord, pray with thanks. Amen.